Well, in chapter 6, Mishnah 2, Ashochet v'nimtza treifa. If one slaughters an animal and finds that it's a treifa, v'ashochet l'avodah zarah, if he slaughters in honor of an idol, so all of these are invalid, you'll see, right? So we're going to have, the question is going to be, do we cover the blood or not? Right, so he slaughters it in honor of an idol, that obviously invalidates, you know, the animal completely. V'ashochet chulin bifnim, and one, if one slaughters chulin inside, so inside the temple courtyard, he takes an unconsecrated animal, which we're not allowed to do, we've said many times. But Kadashim b'chutz, or he takes a consecrated holy animal and he slaughters it outside the temple. Chayev oif haniskalim, or if one slaughters an undomesticated animal or a bird that are condemned to be stoned. If an animal kills a person, so then that animal's stoned, it's put to death. So if this animal that's, you know, there and it's supposed to be put to death, supposed to be, you know, and they come and they slaughter it. Rabbi Meir Mechayev, so Rabbi Meir says we still cover the blood in all of these cases. The Chachomim Poitrin, but the rabbis exempt from covering the blood. We don't, because all of these slaughterings are like invalid, so we don't cover the blood. And he brings over here in the Karti that the Locha follows the sages. So in all of these cases, the mitzvah of covering the blood does not apply. Hashochet v'nisabla v'yadoi, if one slaughters the animal and it becomes a nevela in his hand, right? He does the slaughtering incorrectly and he makes the animal into like a carcass. Hanoicher, or like if he stabs in the throat. Hamakar, or he tears out the windpipe. So in all of these cases, patim nikasos, everybody agrees, all of the sages, Rabbi Meir, everybody agrees that you wouldn't cover the blood in this case, because this doesn't even fall into the category of slaughtering. It's not even slaughtering the animal, so therefore the mitzvah of covering the blood doesn't apply at all.